We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Got a false start on the host there. It is 7:15. It's the first day of fall. I did find autumn in New Orleans, and I'll play it for you right after the news at 7:30. Big weekend for LSU, and we have a lot of talented people here at WWL, among them Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show. And I mean that, Herb. I'm a big fan of yours.
Well, Tiger, man, I'm going to tell you this, man. If I can do half as good as you, I'll be okay,
oh,
all right?
I think
you're one of the best, period, to ever do it, brother. Thank you so much.
That's very nice of you, really. Tell me your thoughts. I tweeted this in about the third quarter. Herb, it seemed as though if you were to put it to a vote of the fans, of the coaches, of the players, of the cheerleaders, of the vendors, everybody was pretty much ready to go home in the third quarter.
Tommy, I think you're spot on with that one. It was like, okay, we're like in the middle of the third quarter, and it was like a somber mood. Like, okay, is the game over yet?
It went on forever.
Yes, and the only people who did not think that way was Vanderbilt, which kept on scoring at that point. I'm like, man, wait, what's going on? But at the end of the day, that's what you want to do. You want to try to put these games away somewhere around that mid-third quarter so you can get some of the backups in and have a little playing time in SEC football.
I'm trying to remember because it was so long, Herb. Did we see Miles Brennan or not?
We did see Miles Brennan. He came in toward in the fourth quarter, mid to late fourth quarter. I think he only played one or two series. That's about it.
Tim tells me he threw a pick six.
Well, you know, maybe at that point in time, I wasn't watching the game.
Me neither.
The problem with that is, the problem with that is, I got to see a little bit more out of Miles Brennan. I think, he did well last week, which means the previous week, not the Vanderbilt game, but against quality opponents such as Vanderbilt, SEC opponents, I need to see him read the field a little bit better, protect the ball a lot better, because that's one of the things that I've been a little bit down on him about, his turnover. So I think if he's going to be the heir apparent or the guy that's going to come in next year and be the starter, he's definitely got to be able to manage the game, control the ball, and get the ball to the playmakers out there on the outside.
Man, I got to tell you, I think we all took a deep breath. Joe Burrow looked like he was hurt, and they had some other players.
Yep.
Michael Divinity Jr. looked like he re-injured himself. Yep. Justin Jefferson.
Oh,
man, when you see all of that, it's like just put the starters on the sideline, but you can't do that, right?
Yeah, but the thing about those injuries, when the injury bug hits, it really hits.
Yeah.
Terrence Marshall had a surgery on his foot. Hopefully that goes well. He'll be back soon. Those guys actually really got hurt, not during the wash-up time, if you will, but during the actual meat and potatoes of the game. And those is, look, it's a game of football. You got to be able to put the next man up, and hopefully the next man is up to the task to be able to play just as well as the first three guys. But at the end of the day, those are the risks that you run when you play this game of football. So,
I can't pronounce his name, Herb. The guy on the defensive line looks like he got hurt too.
It's my dog, Fajoko.
For us.
Yeah, Fajoko, is that
Fajoko?
I believe.
Yeah.
He did. He got hurt too. But he's a guy that's been just a straight motor for us. He has a lot of energy. Plays a great a nose tackle, three tech, if you will, that comes in. He's got a huge motor, and we can't afford to lose guys like that, because I don't think, you don't have that those types of guys just sitting around in the locker room. He's one of those guys that's a rah-rah guy that can really get the defense up and going, and I'd like to see some more plays out of him as well, so I hope he comes back soon.
For people that don't know about a three tech, basically they're opening the hole, right, for another guy?
Well, technically, yeah. They try to take on two blockers so that the linebacker can be free and kind of roam and go up and make the tackle on a running back or even blitz in the passing situations. But Booger McFarland was a three-tech, and he was one of the best to do it. He would actually split the double teams and go and make tackles on a quarterback or running back and which has made him such a great player. And now you see what Booger's doing right now. So.
If y'all got any questions or comments about LSU, Herb's your guy, former LSU quarterback. Herb, you got some records over there too, don't you?
I got a few records, yes, sir. Second all-time winningest quarterback in school history. I think I still hold some like fourth place in all-time yardage, as well as touchdown score, things of that nature. So if Joe continues to play the way he is, he may break a lot of records, which I think he will, which is awesome. So,
well, you're reading ahead because that's what I'm going to ask you next. Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show. It's 7:20, time for traffic now, WWL. 7:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to a big record holder at LSU and in terms, quarterbacks. Herb Tyler, one of the nicest people you will ever want to meet in your life, and I mean that, co-host of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Show. Let me talk about Ja'Marr Chase, if you will. Four touchdowns, 229 yards on Saturday, and extended a little bit, Herb. Does Joe Burrow seem to have a favorite receiver? It seems to me like he spreads the ball around pretty good.
No, you're absolutely correct. I think Joe does what you look for in the quarterback, to be able to see the field and get the ball to the open guy. I mean, you got, you know, three great receivers, let's say for the starters, Jefferson, Marshall, and Chase. So any one of those guys can catch a ball at 5 yards or catch a ball at 10 yards and take it to the house, as we've seen. Ja'Marr Chase had an exceptional game on this past Saturday. I think, you know, he's starting to come into his own. He's a guy that's also from New Orleans, from a great family, wonderful people. And I love to see those types of people to start developing. I think that he can only get better. His ceiling is so high. I think he'll be great. You know, and then you add in the other guys that are coming in, Racy McMath, you know, those guys like that, man, are coming in and making really great plays. You know, it's just it's a joy to see LSU play offense the way that we're seeing. It's been such a long time since we can really say we can go out and win a game like such as last. Let's call it last year. Well, the last time we saw that was last year against Texas A&M. We scored 70-something points. Now we gave up one more point than we needed to. But I think this year we can play a game like that, be in a shootout, and end up winning it. And I think that's one of the things that the LSU fans have been wanting to see, is to pay for a ticket to be able to see some high-flying balls flying all around the air. And these guys, you know, making exceptional plays as they are. It's a wonderful joy to see.
I'm sorry, Herb, you really are reading ahead, because the next question comes from a customer on a text line. It says, finally, LSU has a quarterback and their defense hasn't looked this week in a good while. And then somebody else texted in and said, the irony of this is that the offense scores so quickly on a hot day like it was Nashville, were they? Vanderbilt? Yep. Yeah, Nashville, that they don't get a lot of rest, that they're back on the field.
Yeah, and that's a tough situation. But at the same time, if you're going to run this offense, the guys got to be ready on defense in order to be able to go out there and perform. And that's one of the things also that we saw in the Texas game as well, which is why we were cramping the way we were. And if you look at the Big 12 offense and defense, the way the Big 12 plays, a lot of those defensive guys are always cramping and they're tired, which is why you don't see a lot of, let's call it, great defenses in the Big 12. But in the SEC, that's all we see is great defenses. So we've got to find a way to right that ship on defense. And a lot of it, is, in my mind, a lot of it's not so much due to being in shape or not having time to rest. I think it's more of just mental mistakes, and then sometimes they're just they're making technical mistakes, such as you know, just being in the right situation at the right time. Cover four when you need to be in a cover two, or you know, cover six when you need to be in a cover four, or man to man, something like that. Just, you know, when the defense is called, those guys have to be in the right position. Now, look, I'm gonna tell you right now, we've got one of the finest freshmen in the whole country, and Derek Stingley Jr., who's playing an outstanding job alongside of Christian Fulton on the other side of the corner, which is playing an excellent job as well. We got some new guys playing a couple of safety roles, and those guys are going to get better. Our linebackers have to get better as well. Front seven, we've got to create more pressure on the quarterback and get some sacks and some hurries, some pressures, and maybe some balls knocked down, things of that nature. But I think Coach O is going to right the ship. I think he has a personal mission this week to be able to help the defense out personally so that these guys can get ready for the upcoming game.
Herb, real quick, we're almost out of time. You know, if I were to ask Mike Dettillier and God rest Buddy DiLiberto this question, man, they would flip out. But, you know, asking a dumb question, that's never stopped me before, Herb. That's what I do. So when it comes to Stingley, could he play in the NFL today or not?
Well, you know, as far as in the NFL today, I think that I think he could play in NFL. Would he be a starter today? Can you insert him on the Sunday game? Probably not. And if you do, he's going to make a lot of mistakes because the NFL game is a little bit more technical, a little bit more intricate and difficult when it comes to schematic-wise. However, after this year, I think he can definitely go in there and play. He's going to be an all-time great. I think what you've seen is flashes of a raw talent of a guy who just he can cover anybody. He's smart enough to understand the defenses, and I think at some point his body's going to catch up to it, and he'll be fine, man. He's going to be one of the greatest. Also a guy who comes from a great family, who's raised a kid in the way that he's supposed to be raised.
Herb, we're going to take a wiggle break for news here. Thank you so much for your time, and I'm going to tell you what, when LSU plays the following Friday, we'll talk to you when they play Utah State, all right?
Sounds good, man. Give me a call. Tommy, thank you so much.
You're my LSU go-to guy. Thank you, Herb.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Have a great week. All right, 7:30 more. We come back. Open lines, as a matter of fact. We have a special edition of Monday Morning Quarterback.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.